Hello, welcome to Jive Talkin', the Volvo Sailing Podcast. I'm Guy Swindles, and this week we preview the Louis Vuitton Trophy in Auckland with Team Origin Team Director Mike Sanderson. With some interesting views on the recent America's Cup. We catch up with Sydney Gavenier in Paris Airport on his way to Cape Town. He updates us on all his projects with Oman Sailing, and we get his reaction to the news Lorient will be a stopover in the next Volvo Ocean Race. We also talk to Portugal's Joca Cabacardas, later Valinghi, about Lisbon becoming the first Portuguese stopover in the Volvo's history. But first, as always, it's the Volvo Sailing Podcast news headlines. Groupama 3 and skipper Frank Camas are now on schedule to beat Orange 2 as they race around Cape Horn in their Jules Verne Trophy attempt. Some odd weather coming their way soon, though. Team Origin dominate the round robin in the Amiga Auckland Match Racing Regatta ahead of the Louis Vuitton Trophy. Oman Sails A100 Trimaran Meijan has reached Cape Town as it tests out the Indian Ocean 5 Capes racecourse, and it's joined there by Sydney Gavenier. We talk to him in a minute. And Lisbon and Lorient are confirmed as the first two stopover ports in the 2011-12 Volvo Ocean Race. More to be announced throughout the month of March. Well, with Mike Sanderson joining us from Auckland this week, and Mike, all systems go, I guess, for the Louis Vuitton. How are things going for Team Origin?
Yeah, absolutely, Guy. It's certainly all go. And yesterday's our acclimatisation day with the boats. We get to crawl all over the boats again with one team of guys, and we've got another team of guys out doing the Auckland Omega Match Racing Cup, which Ben and Ian and the boys are going really well in the round robin stage. They're out to a very clear lead, and so they're solidly in the semis now, and now of course the score sheet gets wiped, and we're into semis, and then fingers crossed if they can keep sailing how they are into the final.
How important is the match racing at this stage of the regatta with the big boat racing still to come?
I think, you know, we've been very clear on what our objectives are with the little boat match racing, and it's really twofold. It's A, so that the guys are fully on top of the more tricky manoeuvres, the sort of playbook manoeuvres, how to deal with a boat-on-boat situation. The little boat match racing, although the little boats are a lot more nimble, it does scale up quite well. The other main reason is the rules. You know, it's very good at keeping you current with how the umpires and the race management deal with the current match racing rules. And the third and probably biggest one is it's great for developing the relationship of you know, up to four or five of the core sailing team. So, you know, Ben's got Ian Percy sitting there right beside him on the little boat, and they're talking the whole time about the tactics and strategy. And of course, that's only a good thing when they get on the big boat, because they're all singing the same song already.
I imagine some bragging rights are involved, though, aren't they?
It's a little bit different because, you know, Ben has been doing a few match racing tour events, and Adam Minoprio has, and Andre Mirsky, and these guys, Torvald Mirsky, and so, you know, these guys that are current, you know, when they get in the little boats, for sure they have a bit of an advantage. And you see the likes of, Dean Barker, who's been focusing last year on the TP52 and the big boat stuff, you know, has been struggling a bit over the last few days. So a lot of that is just practice and time in the little boats. Come next week, we have no doubt that Team New Zealand, you know, with Dean at the helm, obviously will be the favourites. Even though they're struggling out here in the little boats this week.
Now, Mike, let's turn to those big boats. The last time you were racing them down in Auckland, there were all sorts of question marks hanging over the America's Cup. You now know who's won it and have more of an idea. Has that changed the atmosphere of the regatta this time round?
I think absolutely. I mean, you know, for sure there's now, you know, the dark cloud is lifting. I'm not sure it's totally gone, but it's certainly very broken up. And you know, the way forward we're all expecting to become pretty clear. Now at the moment, of course, we still don't know what Oracle's plans are, and it's still very early days. But you know, the lovely thing is that we have a clear defender. Well, we always had a clear defender, but we have a non court influenced, hopefully, challenger of record and defender. And so, you know, we've got to believe that the path is going to become very clear over the next few weeks, with which direction it's all going. So all in all, you know, in America's Cup world, it's very positive. The teams are very upbeat about it. We know we're going to have, an America's Cup coming up in the next few years. So it's all very exciting.
Does that make this Louis Vuitton perhaps more, give it more of an edge, more importance than previously?
I think, you know, we've assumed that there was going to be an America's Cup in the next few years anyway. So for the last two, you know, for sure we've been making sure that we get, you know, the most out of it, knowing that it's very likely that we're going to have to sail as a team in an America's Cup event in the next few years. So yes and no. Yes, because the path is now clear. No, because we've been going full steam ahead based on that assumption anyway. So, you know, the America's Cup's a funny thing. You know, from the day you kick it off, you're running out of time. So, you know, we've done everything possible to make sure we've used this downtime to get as much from it as a sailing team, as a design team, as a team in whole, to grow, to make sure we're ready for the next America's Cup we're allowed to sail on.
Mike, a final thought, really. What did you make of events in Valencia?
I think, you know, I was there for the first race, and after the first race, I think we'd all seen enough to know what there was going to be. So I came rushing back here because it was starting to cut into our plans for the Louis Vuitton. For me, it was closer to the launch of a space shuttle than it was a sporting event. You know, it was a fantastic display of technology and no rules, you know, and no rules technology race. And so, you know, from that side of it, I thought it was, you know, amazing. It wasn't a sporting event though, and so it's going to be great to see the plans as they evolve to get back to some close boat on boat racing for the next America's Cup, because you know, for sure that's what the team needs, that's what the sponsors need, that's what the public, you know, want to see.
Joined this week by Sydney Gavenier, and Sydney, fantastic to talk to you. But I understand we've caught you in transit. Where are you off to?
I'm in Paris on my way to Cape Town to join Madjan and Paul Stonebridge and the rest of the team to finish the 5K race, or 5K, not a race yet, but the future race.
And that's the trip from, what, Cape Town to Australia, is it?
It is Cape Town to Fremantle, and then Fremantle to Singapore, and Singapore to Oman.
Nice trip. Very nice trip. So how did you get involved with this, Sydney?
Well, it's a long story, but I guess it's quite funny. It's because of my... probably in my past with the Volvo, I guess, and being one of the most Anglo-Saxon French... It's the loop takes me back to Oman, and which I'm very happy for.
Oh, as well as sailing in this race, you're doing some single-handed trimaran sailing as well, I saw. Is it the route de Rome?
Yes, of course. In fact, I'm joining the boat because the plan is to sail on the route de Rome at the end of the year, on the 31st of October, to be exact. This is a single-handed transatlantic, as some people may know. And so we'll have the boat in Lorient this summer, from the beginning of July to the start. So I will train there on my own, yeah.
You've sailed in Volvo. cargoes, you've sailed double-handed. Have you done much single solo sailing before, Sydney?
Very little. I've done two Figaro seasons, which is one design 10 meters boat. So it's very small, it's very different. But in the meantime, I know that the A100 is a very simple boat, very safe as well. I've been doing a transatlantic on Sodebo, which is the sister ship. And I feel pretty comfortable being on that boat for this single-ended transatlantic. I will have good enough time to train single-ended on the trimaran.
Just to go through again, how did you get connected to Oman Sail?
It's a too long story. It's life, I would say.
Life, I like that, Sydney. That's a very good answer. Just a couple of thoughts, thinking that you're going to be in Lorient over the summer. That's been announced as a stopover for the next Volvo race. And, of course, there's a French boat. You've been the only French person for the last two or three. Suddenly, the rest of your country seems to be getting involved.
Yeah, it's very good. I think it's Knut Frostat was working on that to bring the French sailing into the Volvo Ocean Race, which is fair for both sides, because French sailing is big in the sailing world. And in the meantime, the Volvo is big in the sailing world as well, but both didn't meet very much this last few years, so it's a very good thing for everybody.
Given that there is a French boat in a French port, might you be back again possibly to do another Volvo Sydney once you've finished your route to Rome and everything else you're doing?
I absolutely don't know. I'm doing the route to Rome. That's the only thing I'm sure of. And that's what I'm going to work on. And later, if I do my work well, things will follow well as well. But my philosophy is really to work on what I'm doing at the moment, you know, in the present. So future will be another day. So I don't know.
Well, maybe we can have a chat after you finish the route to Rome and see how you're doing then. But Sydney, thanks so much for getting in touch with us, and good luck and safe trip to Cape Town.
Thank you very much.
And finally, it's off to Lisbon, where I asked Jocko Kabakadis what it means to him, and indeed the country, to become the first stopover in Portugal in the history of the Volvo Ocean Race.
Well, you know, I raced the 6th and 7th edition, and at that time the thing was pretty much assumed that the race was, you know, actually the one, the 7th was the last Whitbread Round the World race, and it was going to switch into Volvo. But until then, it was obvious that the start and finish was in the Solent. It never came to my mind one day that the race would be stopping in Lisbon, either at the start or at the end, I mean, at first or last leg, because it's so close to the finish. But then when Volvo took over and it started, you know, changing the stopovers and making short legs, and trying to get a very short leg for the last into the arrival, so that boats would arrive all together. I'd always thought, wow, Lisbon, for sure, you know, with all the history and the weather and the meteorology for sailing, and being close to having the airport close to the harbor, being so close to the rest of all Europe by plane, then with the Cascais area to go sailing. Actually, the proof is that the Brazilian boat and SEB in the previous edition, they were here in Cascais, I mean, it's Lisbon area, for practicing during winter. So it is a good place. Yeah, it became obvious to me that one day it should happen, and I'm very happy that these guys in, you know, Lago Sport and all the ones that were involved were able to get it here. I'm sure that everyone involved, being it teams or the public, they'll be very, very happily surprised with what they're going to put together here.
That was what I was going to ask, is what sort of reaction do you think the race is going to get from the city and the people from Portugal?
You know, people, if you go to Alicante, where Spain is a big sailing place with the king, and has always had good results in the Olympics, there's lots of people sailing for cruising or for racing. You have lots of Australians going there, but you also go to, when we used to go to Uruguay, where there's not that much about it, and still it was crowded with people just coming because they're curious of what's that, the big race coming here. So, you know, I'm not into car racing, but if Rally comes and stops in Portimão, as they did before, I do go and watch, you know, those powerful cars and what the guys are able to do with it. So people may not be that much into sailing. I think Portugal is turning, and also thanks to the good results in Olympics, it's turning a little bit. But just people will be curious and come to see it. It's a big event coming. They come and see. I'm very sure about that. Not only this, but people come from pretty much all the country. Everything is close here. You know?
A final question, just for you, really, Joker here. Do you hope to take part in the race?
Well, I did 3 times, and now I'm involved with another sailing team. I've been for the last 10 years with the Lingi. And we don't know what we're going to do next with the team, because we're waiting for the defender, the new defender of the Cup and the Challenge of Record, to announce when it's going to happen and where and how and on which boat, and then the team will take the decision on carrying on or not, and that will affect ultimately you know, if a thing doesn't carry on, I'm much more available to other things, and I can think about it, consider it. My big hero, Magnus Olsson, was a lot older than I when he did last one. So age is not a matter, as he has proved. And if a Lingi decides to carry on, I might as well stick with the Lingi for whatever it's the next campaign. And so I'll not be available. But for sure, I mean, availability-wise, I'm always keen, I'd always be keen on coming to a couple of legs on the Volvo Ocean Race.
Well, that's it for this week. Join us again next time when we'll have all the latest from the world of sailing. In the meantime, for all those port announcements in the Volvo Ocean Race, remember to check in at regular intervals to www.volvooceanrace.org.